Interviews, Episode 27.
Inspiration, transformation, success stories, and the Imperfect Action Round. 7 days a week. Join Mario Ficini for today's Expert Authority Effect interview.
Welcome, Expert Authority World, to another great episode. I am excited to bring with you Arthur Robinson Jr. Now, Arthur and I connected a couple years ago, and I gotta say, this is personally a treat for me because I get to interview him and showcase him and what his company's doing, but he interviews millionaires and billionaires and has been doing this for years. People like Steve Forbes and Jeff Hoffman, the CEO of Priceline. Sharon Lecter, co-founder of the Rich Dad Company with Robert Kiyosaki. He has interviewed so many great people, and I've watched some of his shows, so this is a real treat for me. I don't want to steal his thunder. I'm going to bring him up right after. So you want to go live on Facebook, but you're not sure where to start or what to do. Some people say just grab your phone or buy all this expensive software. Well, I have a better option for you. Check out mariofacchini.com/BeLive. BeLive is the simplest and easiest way to go live on your Facebook with a professional production. Once again, mariofacchini.com/BeLive. Here he is, everyone. As promised, Arthur Robinson Jr. Arthur, it's a treat to have you on the show. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great and just getting better each and every single day. How you feeling, Mario?
I am fantastic, and it's honestly a pleasure to have you here. I know when we were talking before, it's amazing what we can do with technology, and I know on the phone we had a killer podcast episode just in our call, but I'm honestly excited to have you here on the show. Welcome. Let me ask you, what inspired you to start your company? Why, out of all the things in the world you could do, what made you say, you know what?
Well, years ago, I started out interviewing real estate agents and real estate brokers on a local level with me and my wife. And then I just decided to take it to another level where I wanted to interview people in the self-help industry. And what I discovered along my journey is that everybody doesn't have the same path when it comes to building relationships and building wealth. So my first interview, when I interviewed a person in the self-help industry, her name was Dr. Letitia Wright. Now, she has her own show in California. She interviews a lot of heavyweights as well. And then from there, she introduced me to a woman by the name of DC Cadova. Now, DC Cadova, she has her own programs called the Money and You program, accelerated business schools for entrepreneurs. She runs her own programs in California and in Malaysia and China. And she developed a business relationship with Robert Kiyosaki, the author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And they developed that relationship for 9 years. His first book was called, If You Want to Be Rich and Happy, Don't Go to School. And that book caught a lot of controversy. And a lot of people graduated from her phenomenal program. Robert Kiyosaki, Jack Canfield, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul series, T. Harv Eker, Ben and Jerry from Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. A lot of powerful heavy hitters graduated from that phenomenal program. And she is still relevant today. And that started back in the 80s. And she's still doing her powerful business programs in Malaysia and China and all over the world, especially in the overseas markets. And then from there, she liked what I was doing in regards to interviewing her. And then she introduced me to a multimillionaire. Her name is Laura Langmire. Now, Laura Langmire wrote the book called The Millionaire Maker. And she's actually been on my program. And I interviewed her about her book and about wealth building principles. And then from there, I just kept moving on with interviewing people in the self-help industry, in the business industry, and also in the health industry. And I never look back, and I love what I do, and I love providing value.
I am so glad you did, because I've got a lot out of some of your interviews that I've seen, and you're inspirational and motivational, and just even reading your bio, I was going, I actually thought it was mine for the first part of it, going, you know, we're more alike than we're different, so appreciate what you do. So you're saying you love bringing that to the masses. Tell me, who do you serve?
Well, basically, is, you know, I interview successful people all over the world, and I publish it on the social media sites like YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And, you know, a couple of years back, Google bought YouTube for $1.6 billion. So video is hot right now. So when you tell people exactly what you do, most the other time, 9 times out of 10, people going to go to Google and just look you up to see, are you the real deal or you're not? And everything today is all social proof. I remember years ago, it was no social media. You know, you had to, you know, create an infomercial or buy, you know, a media buyer, and you had to put out a lot of dollars just for you to get noticed. But now with social media, and basically all these are delivery systems with Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, and email marketing, as well as direct response marketing. All those are powerful tools. And what I decided to do was just interview successful people and then publish their content on YouTube and just see where it goes. And I don't really focus on having a viral video. I just focus on providing value to the masses, and people can engage with that content. And they'll say, well, you know, Arthur, I like that interview that you did. It pretty much motivated me to start my business, or it motivated me to scale my business to the, you know, $1 million level or $5 million level. And I never look back. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. And that's why I love what you're doing, because what you're doing is it resonates with me in regards to interviewing successful people and publish that content to the world.
Well, I'm just following your lead. Like I said, I've been checking out your stuff, and you were one of the first people when I decided to do this. I go, I would love to have him on the show. And we didn't know each other, but, you know, we connected, and I was just when you said yes, I was literally just through the roof, and I'm very pleased to have you here. So it's, you know, you've been doing this for a long time, and, you know, I'm glad you're doing it, because there's not a lot of people who would have the, what do you call it, confidence to do it. They think it's not possible, and you're just setting the way, paving the path for it. So I have a question for you. Your most successful story. What is the most successful story you could share? And this can either be someone that came to you that said, Arthur, I've been following you and listened to all your interviews, and because of that, I quit my job and started a business, and now we're doing X amount in revenue or something. So it can be that, or the most you had, and or both.
Wow. Wow. That's a powerful question. That's a full loaded question, but I'm going to answer it. I appreciate you giving me the time and opportunity to share my message with your platform. Well, I believe in affirmations, and what you put out into the universe, you know, the universe have a way of reciprocating what you want and what you truly desire, which I love helping people. And I love providing hope to people, and hope stands for helping other people excel. And I love to help other people excel and help them to do extremely well. So I had a business meeting back in 2015, and I was at the Grand Hyatt Hotel in the Big Apple, New York City. And before I went to New York City, and I met up with my partner, international business expert, Goran Bazar. And we had a business meeting out there. But before I went out to New York City, I seen a fascinating interview that I did with Steve, that I seen Steve Forbes was doing with Warren Buffett and Jay-Z. So I made an affirmation. I said, I want to interview Steve Forbes, but I didn't know how I was going to do it. So I reached out to his network. And you know what they told me? They said, well, listen, when you come back with 1 million followers, Steve Forbes will give you the interview. I said, 1 million followers? So I said, okay, fine. When I went out to that business meeting back in 2015 at the Grand Hyatt Hotel, I just got finished talking to my wife. And I looked up, and I was in the lobby at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was just about to go to my hotel room. And guess who I seen when I looked up? Steve Forbes. So he went into the store. He was actually purchasing some water. So I said, wait a minute, how can I get his attention without acting like I'm a groupie? So all I said was, when he came out, I said, hey, Steve Forbes, how you doing? I said, you know, your book, which his book did change my life, is called Money. And he's talking about the fiat currencies in that book and how the value of the dollar is basically going down in value. I said, your book changed my life. And he said, wow. And he said, what do you do? And I said, well, I interview successful people all over the world, and I publish their content on the social media sites worldwide. I'd love to have you on my program. So immediately that caught his attention. He said, listen, set it up with my assistant. But I already had his assistant email in my database, which is my cell phone. So he gave me another email to reach out to his other assistant. And when I went to the hotel, I basically emailed and said that Steve Forbes would be coming on my show in October. Now, remind you, I met him in September the 15th. Okay. We set the interview up for October the 17th. Unfortunately, his assistant got back to me and said he can't do the interview. Something came up. He had a speaking engagement. Then we set it up for November the 10th. I got turned down again. Something else came up. So I'm like, wait a minute. Is I'm ever going to get this interview? Because I was really excited and anxious. January the 5th, I got the interview. And I got his personal cell phone number. So on January the 5th, I called him 4 times. Mario, he didn't answer the phone. So I was like, oh, I hope it's not going to be another postponed that we got to reschedule again. On the 5th call, he answered, and I got a 4 hour and 30 minutes of pure content about money, business. He's been friends with Donald Trump for 30 years, and this was before Donald Trump got in office. And we were just talking about money. We were talking about fiat currencies. We were talking about supporting their debentures. And we was also talking about scaling businesses. And he actually shed some light on if Donald Trump gets in the office, he feels as though he can do a great job. He just got a change on his foreign policies. So it was a phenomenal interview, outside the box interview. And that was one of my great stories I like to share with you and your audience, where what I was thinking about.
That is phenomenal. That is very phenomenal. I love how you went into detail and saying, you know, you first off, you just walked up to him, and not a lot of people would do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of high school when there's that pretty girl you want to go talk to. It's like, oh my gosh, you know. But what the thing is, what people don't realize is so many people are afraid to do it. No one's doing it. So the fact that you do it, you cut through all that clutter and you stayed persistent with it. You know,
yes.
You got reschedule one, you got reschedule two. Now most people throw in the towel there. There's so many points where you could have said, you know what, forget it. Even the day of January 5th, right? It would be 2016, if I'm following the timeline correctly.
Yes.
4 times no, the 5th time yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, overall, that sounds like 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 shots on goal, as I like to call them.
Yes.
And now look, how many people in the world can say they interviewed Steve Forbes? I don't know the exact to say it's up there with winning a gold medal.
I get a lot of people that have bigger platforms than me, and they want to get in contact with Steve Forbes. But, you know, I just can't provide that to you just freely. So I said, listen, what I can do is just provide other type of value to you, because I know that me and Steve Forbes have a personal relationship, and he's very, very specific on different platforms that he decides to go on. But if I didn't take the initiative and take action when he was in front of me, that never would have happened. I want to have his personal cell phone number to this very day. And most people, they get kind of stage fright with certain individuals if they're a billionaire or a deca-billionaire or even a hecto-millionaire. And I don't let status really define who I am, you know. So, but I'm so used to talking to people at their highest level, so no one intimidates me, whether they're a billionaire or a hecto millionaire or even a deco or a low millionaire. You just got to take action and just keep moving forward with what you want to accomplish. But you'd be surprised that they really are looking at you and saying, wow, you got some balls to even want to be affiliated with me, but I appreciate you doing that, because closed mouths don't get fed.
I love that.
If you don't ask, you won't get.
Absolutely. And there's people I have on my list. I have some celebrities. I actually put Steve Forbes even before we talked. You know, there's Richard Branson. That's another one. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates. These are all people I followed and studied, and they've helped me in my entrepreneurial journey. And I'm only putting people on my list that I can legitimately say you've helped me. You know, there's more to it than just you're a cool person, you're on a list. Everyone has, I have a personal story with it. And I didn't know how I was going to reach out to just two nights ago. And they're launching a movie February 5th. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I reached out, called her cell phone, someone I've known through here for a couple of years, you know, and we know each other enough. And I was just like, looking at the list going, yeah, I wasn't supposed to call her for a month or two, but it was just going. I felt it. I go, let's go for it. She says yes. So she's going to be on the show. She's launching her movie February 5th. And
wow.
So I told some people, they're like, how did you reach out? And it's the same thing. It's just consistent, you know, add value, treat people as people. Everyone has a problem. How are you going to help them? You know, it, no matter what level you're at, it's all in your mind. And
right.
You can help someone. Maybe it's just a kind word or, hey, I loved your book. I loved your movie. I love this. Because most people, you said the key word, how do I approach him? Not like a groupie. Mm-hmm. Most people going, oh, can I get a picture with you? It's like that's to their benefit. But what's to your, that's to your benefit. What's to their benefit? So I love
exactly.
That you shared he was getting a water and you spoke on the book because – you know, when I wrote mine, that's the whole reason I did it, is to say, hey, I might not know you, but this will change your life if you just read it. I know what books have done for mine. It's why I put Sharon Lecter and Robert Kiyosaki on my list, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. One of the first books I read that was mind-changing, and I know why it's controversial, but those things do transform lives. Appreciate you for sharing with us. And so that goes into the next question. How has interviewing millionaires and billionaires changed your business?
Oh, it changed my business dramatically. It's all about building great relationships and, you know, adding value to your current network. So when I started interviewing millionaires, now I just created a domino effect where I interview some billionaires as well. And, you know, you'd be surprised, people at the highest levels, they don't look down on you because, you know, you're not on their level, even though you're striving to get there. But at the end of the day, it changed my business dramatically. I mean, you know, I have, you know, millionaires, you know, they want me to, you know, connect them with other people in my network. You know, I have billionaires where they say, well, can you introduce me to such and such and such and such that's in my network. So, you know, your network, that's basically is your wealth in terms of who you're being connected to, you know. So your brand can be strong when you have centers of influences in your network. Your brand is your promise. How are you going to deliver that promise, and how can people consume that promise where they can add that type of value into their own lives? Now, always, when I meet a millionaire or a billionaire, I always ask them, what's the most important day of your life when you experience financial freedom? And then they look at me and then they say, you know what? Well, I experienced financial freedom when they've experienced, you know, making that first $100,000 or making that first $200,000 or $300,000. And then from there, they just scaled. Because, you know, you could be a solopreneur for a long, long time. But at the end of the day, you're going to need a team to help you build that dream. You know, team stands for together everyone achieves miracles. And I say that, you know, if you can make $1 million by yourself, that's okay. But if you can make $1 million with 5 or 10 people, guess what? That's enough pie to share for a lot of people that's involved. And then you take that money, then you reinvest and keep reinvesting, keep reinvesting. That's what the wealthy people do. This wealth system is built on wealthy people. Because capitalism basically is I own the land, I own the resources, and I use other people's labor to enrich myself. But as you're enriching yourself, you're also enriching others that help you along the way on your path to building wealth. So at the end of the day, it's impacted my life to the highest levels. And but I also help people that's, you know, that's in the category that's only making, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 a month, or they only making, you know, $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 every 2 weeks. But they have that ambition and they have that drive. And I know we talked about this earlier. You know, when you inspire people, you're also helping yourself. And I remember vividly, you know, when I helped, you know, panhandlers, you know, I gave panhandlers $5 or $10. And I tell them, like, listen, instead of you doing this for the rest of your life, you need to go over to that McDonald's, that Burger King, and ask them, you know, I would like to, you know, mop your floor, sweep your floor for $2, $3. And some of them have done that. And then that basically getting the confidence and the transition to go from asking for money on the corner to really putting in that work and earning their way in terms of making their own money. And that just brings a lot of joy into my life with helping others, as well as, you know, you're also helping millionaires as well, because, you know, when they come on your platform, you know, you're also keeping their brand and their awareness well known in the marketplace. Rather, they've been doing business in the 80s and the 90s, and they're still relevant in 2019. So they like, well, you know, when you add a lot of value, you add a lot of service to what I'm doing, and, you know, people can resonate with that. So I'm still moving forward, and God has blessed me, and the universe is opening up many doors. So interviewing the millionaires and billionaires has definitely changed my life for the better. And remember, you only get one life to live. There are no sequels. And everyone has 24 hours in a day. And what you do with your 24 hours is going to be very critical to your success or your ultimate failure. But failure and success is like a marriage. You got to go through failure in order to reach success. So it goes hand in hand. So you know what not to do, and you know what to do in regards to moving forward with building your business as well as with scaling your business. But when you scale, you're going to need the help of other people if you want to get into the national as well as converting over to the international markets.
You hear that, everyone? He's bringing the fire. I hope you're taking notes there. Arthur, thank you for sharing. And I remember when you were telling me the story about the panhandlers, and I'm glad you shared it. So we're going to thank our sponsor again, and we're going to come back to the imperfect action round.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Instead of trying to get your prospects' attention, why not be so captivating they can't look away? That's a quote from my first book, Video Marketing for Business Owners, and I'm saying it again today. Because the truth of the matter is, if you can't get your prospects' attention, they're not going to pay attention to you, and they're not going to receive your message, and you'll never be able to help them. That's why I love BeLive. Before it even launched, I was using it in the beta phase, and it is the simplest and easiest way to do Facebook Lives, to reach your audience, to interact with them. You can cue the comments up, you can take questions, you can answer them live, there's live polling features, you can make a professional-looking production very inexpensively and very quickly, which is important, because you don't want to be spending your time messing around with computers and hardware and all this other stuff. Live streaming can get very intense, and there's literally nothing else I would recommend to start off with that is simpler, easier, and more affordable than BeLive. So check out MarioFaccini.com/BeLive. Once again, that's MarioFaccini.com/BeLive. Arthur, we're back with the imperfect action round. I got three questions for you, rapid fire. One, what is the fastest path to the cash in your experience?
Leverage. Building a team. That's the fastest cash.
Excellent. Very short. Love it. Second one, what is the biggest problem you see your audience make, and how can they fix it?
Not solving people's problems. And how they can actually fix it? Stop doing things on your own, because it's all about delegating, but delegating to the right people that can get those tasks done.
Very good. You're good at this. Last one. What's the best way, in your experience, to maximize customer lifetime value?
Customer lifetime value? Well, happy customers is loyal customers. They keep coming back to you wanting your product or your service. So the customer lifetime value is treat people the way you like to be treated and show genuine care about your customers. Because once you show genuine care, then that becomes a domino effect where they're going to tell others about you. And next thing you know, your brand will start excelling to the next level. So care about your customers and show them that you love them and show them that you're going to be there for them no matter what.
That is very important, and I'm glad you shared it. And if you're listening, if you've got ears to hear and you're watching this and you've got eyes to see, I've noticed a theme of relationships, connections, and your network is your net worth. So the last question I have for you is, what is the number one book you would recommend to anyone watching and listening?
The number one book I would recommend, I have a lot of them, but the number one book I would recommend is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that's a classic. And basically what you think about, you bring about into the world. Another number one book, another book I recommend is The Science of Getting Rich by Wallace D. Wattles. That's a powerful book as well. So once
you get into that. How has that book changed your life?
Well, actually, that book changed my life in terms of like brainstorming and masterminding with the right people. And, you know, it's strength in numbers. So once you get around the right people, you can pretty much, you know, take on the world by storm. But when I read that book, when Napoleon Hill talks about what the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve, that's extremely powerful if people really grasp that powerful statement. You know, you just can't, you know, just think about it. You got to think about it, and then you got to execute, because execution is worship. Then also tell people that they have to learn how to create their own apple pie, their own sweet potato pie. And what I mean by that is PIE. PIE stands for, the P stands for what you're passionate about. What are you truly passionate about? Because you got to do a business or get into a business that you love doing, and then provide that value to the masses on a national, international scale, or even on a local level. You know, so you can do offline marketing as well as online marketing, but you got to be passionate about what you're doing and move forward with that passion. And once people feel that passion, they're going to want to be connected to that energy, because money is simply energy. The next thing I want to talk about in terms of creating your own sweet potato pie, your own apple pie, the I stands for, what are you truly interested in? What are you truly interested in? Do you like interviewing people? Are you a great networker? Are you into building businesses or scaling businesses? Are you into cooking? You know, you could be a great cook and provide, you know, exquisite dishes to an audience. So what are you truly interested in, and go all in with that? And then the last one is, what you want to become an expert in? And I'm going to give you a bonus, what you want to give your energy towards. So what you want to become an expert in, you know, because eventually what are you doing? You're going to become an expert at it. But a lot of people are experts, but they don't really showcase their talent in that way. A lot of people know how to cook. They know how to clean houses. They know how to remodel houses. They're good at interior decorating, but they don't really showcase that as a business, because everything that exists within you is coming from God. And remember, God said, you know, he has created us in his image. But a lot of people don't really value what they really have. You know, you can enhance your skill sets, but you can take what you know and turn into dough by taking your hobbies and turn them into phenomenal businesses. So if people really hone in on creating their own sweet potato pie, their own apple pie, the P stands for what you're passionate about. The I stands for what you're interested in. And the E stands for what you want to become an expert in, and what you want to give your energy towards. Because money is simply energy. Money is not value. Money is just a facilitator to do transactions. Money is a byproduct of the value that you uncover. You uncover a lot of value, you're going to make a lot of money. You're going to uncover a little bit of value, you're going to make a little bit of money. And you uncover no value, you're not going to make any money at all. So that's what I want to really inform your audience about. Focus on creating your own sweet potato pie. What you're passionate about, what you're interested in, what you want to become an expert in, and what you want to give your energy towards. And I promise you, if you follow those principles, you will excel to the next level, and you will have successful men and women that want to be in your presence on a consistent, regular basis.
I am very thankful to you, because I totally got that and it connected. I loved how you used the analogy of P-I-E-E. It's so easy to remember, and I never heard it say that way. The only caveat I would say is, can I have pecan? I love pecan pie. I don't like sweet potato at all. Apple, I will do. But I totally get it. Passion, interest, what you want to be an expert in, your energy. Arthur, the last thing I want to get you in front of as many people as I possibly can. So let them know, where can they find you?
Well, they can go to my website, powerfulinterviews.com. I interview multimillionaires, hectomillionaires, and billionaires, and you're going to get a lot of lifetime value from listening to my interviews. And don't just listen to the interviews. Take action on building your own business and implement the strategies that you're going to learn from the fascinating interviews that I publish on the social media platforms. And then also you can go to nationaldiversified.com And that basically, that's a private equity company with my partner, Gordon Bazaar. And we help people in that way. So if you go to my website, powerfulinterviews.com, you're going to experience a lot of lifetime value from the guest that has been on my platform.
Yes. I'm never going to forget that. So thank you for sharing it with us. And thank you for coming on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I wish you all of the best.
Oh, I wish you the best too, Mario. You're doing great things in the world. And to everyone that's watching us and listening to us right now, follow Mario. He is the real deal when it comes to interviewing successful people. He's a published author. He has, that's his own intellectual property. I think everybody, we all have books in us. So if you thinking about writing a book, you need to follow Mario. He is the real deal. And we've been actually really brainstorming and going back and forth over the years, but I finally got the honor and the privilege to be on his platform. And I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to share my wisdom and knowledge base with your audience. So I really appreciate it. And keep doing what you love to do. And God is going to open up many doors for you, Mario. The best is yet to come.
Really sincerely appreciate that, because I did not expect that, but I sincerely appreciate it, because I will be completely transparent with you. When I put Steve Forbes on the list and some of the celebrities, I have a local news anchor that is life-changing. She's going to be on the show. You were right next to her on the list. I wasn't sure if I'd get you. I Wow. saw what you were doing. I had no clue. I go, I love your, you know, your faith, what you represent and everything. I knew you were doing big things in business. So if you haven't seen Powerful Interviews, check it out. Arthur's the real deal also, and it really is a treat for me to have you here. So thank you again.
Well, I appreciate you, Mario. And like I said, got to take action on the things you want. You know, I took action and I interviewed, actor and film director and businessman Bill Duke. He was actually in the movie with Minister Society. He was in the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger, which is, that's his friend. And the movie Predator, the first Predator, the original one that came out in the 80s. And he was in the movie Commando. He was in the original movie Car Wash with Richard Pryor. So I interviewed him and he gave me a personal testimonial because he loved what I was doing, which I really appreciated that. Then I interviewed Angela Means. And Angela Means was in the movie with Ice Cube, Friday. She was actually the hood rat where Ice Cube was like, get away from me, Felicia. That was her name. But she's a vegan restaurant owner now. And she's a successful entrepreneur, stand-up comedian. And she gave me a personal testimonial because she loved what I was doing in regards to showcasing her brand to the world. And I interviewed Bert Allman. And Bert Allman is a brand especially. He actually helped Damon John, the FUBU brand, to go from $100 million in sales. In over 3 years, he grew that brand to $100 million in sales to over $400 million in sales within 3 years. He's also worked with Nicki Minaj. He's also worked with Mark Anthony and many other celebrities. He's actually business partners with Tommy Hilfiger. So just keep doing what you're doing. And don't stop doing what you're doing, Mario. And to everyone that's listening to us right now, follow your dreams. Don't stop and take massive action if you want things to happen. And have product knowledge in what you're doing. And if you don't know what you're doing, always be willing to ask for help. There's no such thing as a dumb question. And if you look at the multimillionaires and the hectomillionaires and the billionaires of the world, it wasn't always that way. They all had help. If you look at Warren Buffett, their holding company is Berkshire Hathaway. Basically, he got help from his business partner, which is Charlie Munger. Okay, if you look at Donald Trump, he gets his help with his real estate deals from George Ross. That's Donald Trump's right-hand man in regards to real estate acquisitions. Okay, so if you look at Steve Jobs, he got help from Steve Wozniak. Steve Jobs was a great marketer, but he couldn't do it without Steve Wozniak because Steve Wozniak was actually the inventor. And you got to remember, within 5 years, they built that brand to now that Apple brand is worth billions of dollars. But before Steve Jobs passed away, he had $119 billion in the bank cash, liquid, because what did they do? They had the right team to help them build that dream. So whatever you want to do, whatever you want to accomplish, get with the right people. Don't procrastinate. All right? Don't procrastinate. All leaders are readers, but all leaders took action. And they all went through trials and tribulations, but the right information would change your current situation. But you got to take massive action, write your goals down, execute your goals, and before you know it, you're going to be on your path to building your own wealth, and you're going to build a tribe of people, men and women, that want to be affiliated and connected to your brand. Because remember, your brand is your promise.
I love it. You are given so much value. And I want to say, too, Arthur is absolutely right. Take that action. That's why I named the second half of their show the Imperfect Action Round. I tell my clients all the time, take imperfect action. And if you're ever doubting yourself, whether you believe it or not, I had a huge self-doubt issue. And just take action and go for it. And remember that you are the expert authority effect. You don't need permission from anyone. You already have it. Just believe it. So thanks for joining us today, Arthur. Thanks again. I look forward to connecting with you even further. For everyone watching and listening, have a great day and God bless. You're already successful. You've worked hard to get where you are. We both know it wasn't overnight and it hasn't always been easy. No doubt you're the expert on your subject matter, but do your prospects in your marketplace think of you first as their go-to trusted advisor all the time? ExpertAuthorityChecklist.com is 100% free and reveals the 21 steps to determine if your prospects view you as the expert and authority of your marketplace or if it's just all in your mind. Important required steps like, do you have a process in place for prospects to self-identify if they qualify for your time and expertise or not? Does your current offer have the 7 components of an irresistible offer required to make it a no-brainer for your prospects? Do you have a real-life paperback book showcasing you as the subject matter expert you can actually hand someone? Get your free checklist now at expertauthoritychecklist.com. Once again, expert authority checklist to make sure you have the 21 steps covered. It better not be more, but don't leave those one or two things you may have missing go any longer. Visit expertauthoritychecklist.com and make sure you're being seen as the expert in authority today. Once again, that's expertauthoritychecklist.com. Get your copy now. BeLive offers entrepreneurs and small business owners around the world the opportunity to broadcast live video on your Facebook page, profile, group, or event. The platform is fully web-based. There's nothing to download. BeLive has made the dashboard super easy and intuitive to use. You can be up and running with your own TV-style talk show, interviewing guests, interacting with your community, and offering your products and services to a wider audience in 20 minutes. To learn more, go to MarioFaccini.com/BeLive. Once again, MarioFaccini.com/BeLive.